Auburn finishes off their edge room as they keep cooking in the portal.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Happy Monday. Get this week kicked off, the first Monday, I guess, of the new year. We've had like four weekends. It feels like you had like four weekends between a regular weekend, then Christmas, then a weekend, then New Year's, and now it's time to kick off a full week with no holidays to save us. So hopefully we can get you through the week, and we'll get it kicked off today. Talk about a big commitment. Auburn finishes off their edge room, adds a fun prospect, pass rushing prospect. And then we're going to talk about what's going on with Jeffrey Imba, and then a surprise linebacker showed up over the weekend as well. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 50% deposit bonus. So give them $100. They're going to give you 50 back on top of it to play free, completely free play. So bet however you want to bet. It's no risk whatsoever. And if you win, obviously great, you keep it. Then hit the sports book, bet anything you can imagine, any way you can imagine. You got conference basketball play kicking off this past weekend. Tons of action every single night that you'll be able to get in college basketball. Ton of fun. Check it out, mybookie.ag. Auburn keeps cooking on the transfer portal trail, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. You bring in guys, and then you get them. You bring in guys for a visit. If you really want them, you turn around and you close them. That's kind of been the theme for everybody that's come in and visited that Auburn's really had their sights set on. That's sort of been the theme. You know, last year you worried guys would come in, it would linger, then they would go elsewhere, or they'd commit before they get here. Auburn's got a lot of the first visits, and Auburn has secured most of their guys as soon as they finish their visit, sometimes while they're on their visit or shortly thereafter. Really, the only one I can think about that visited multiple places and committed at a later date was Eric Singleton Jr., but honestly, we felt good about him from day one. So another one, Chris Murray, whatever you want to call him. He's listed as Chris Murray, and then I've seen his profile elsewhere as Chris Kelly Murray. So we're going to go with Chris, since that's what ESPN says. That's what PFF says, and that's what I believe Sam Houston's roster says. So we talked about him a couple of days ago, back in the middle of the week, last week, whenever his name popped up as is on the board to visit this past weekend. I think he came in on Saturday, and he announced his signing yesterday evening. So another multi-year guy with great production at a lower level. Auburn has done a really good job at finding these guys. This will be your third one now that hopefully could translate to the same production as the previous two. Obviously, I'm talking about Jalen McLeod, number one, and then obviously Kieron Crawford that you brought in this past season, that have both ended up being really, really good players. Think about the production, think about the cycle, okay? So you brought in Jalen McLeod. He sort of had to get his feet wet to begin with. You know, he had to sort of dip his toes in. It took him a little bit to get adjusted, and then boom, once he figured it out, and once he was healthy, I think he got hurt a little bit early in camp, so he was sort of dinged up. So once he got healthy and once he got his feet wet, it was on. He had a great second half of the season in 2023, and then he was a force this whole year. Made him probably made himself a lot of money in the NFL, and just became a really good player from a lower tier school, Appalachian State. Popped up, took him a little bit to get his feet wet, then boom, he was in. He was good to go. Kieron Crawford, very similar situation. Honestly, more extreme because he came in the spring, whereas Jalen came in earlier. Comes in the spring, same situation. Smaller school, come in, got to get your feet wet, got to get in, got to learn the scheme, got to sort of adjust to the speed of the game. You can only do so much of that in practice. And then honestly, call me crazy if you want to, the last three or four games of the season, to me, he was one of the best players on the field, especially on defense. He was one of the best players on the field. The stats for him did not show up on the stat sheet, but there are so many times, hurries and things like that, where he flushed, got the quarterback off of his mark, ran him into the other pressure, contain the spies, all the stuff that he did at an incredibly high level. And it took him a little while to sort of get up to speed, to get ready to, you know, be able to take that step. In the last three or four games, I felt like he was one of the best players on the field. So can you keep that natural – can you keep that progression rolling? Can you keep that ball rolling down the hill by adding Chris Murray? People have asked, is this just a depth piece or is this a guy that's going to be a playmaker? And I think people, when they say depth piece, they're thinking, is this just a guy you're just throwing in the room just so you got a body that you don't really expect a ton out of? And this is not that. This is not what I expect out of Chris Kelly. Now, he does add great depth. He does add quality depth, but I think he could sort of step in line and be that guy that Kieron Crawford is becoming, be that guy that Jalen McLeod became. I think Chris has those same traits. He has those same measurables, very similar type player. Now, he may not have the top-end speed. He may not have the top-end speed that, you know, Kieron Crawford or Jalen McLeod has, but what he does have is length and physicality that they don't have. You know, you're talking 6'4", you know, 250, really, really long arms. He looks like a prototype outside linebacker in the NFL. I mean, he looks like one of those pass rushers that you pay millions and millions of dollars for at the NFL. If you just line them up side by side, he fits that mold. So he may have some measurables. He may have some tools that even those guys didn't have, but he may lack just a little bit of speed. So I don't think this is just a depth piece. I think this is a guy that can come in. It may take him a little bit to get adjusted. And then I think he could, you know, take that next step towards the, you know, hopefully quicker, but maybe, you know, a few games in, sort of ease himself in and then be able to be a factor and be a good 1-2 punch along with a lot of these other young, talented guys that you already have on the roster. Again, what a fun room this could be. What a fun room that this edge position could be, especially, you know, obviously with adding Chris Murray, but especially with saving a guy like Amaris Williams, who I think honestly could possibly move inside a little bit. But you got, I mean, talk about from the top, you got Kieron Crawford, who I've already raved over. You add Chris Murray, you got Amaris Williams, you got Jamonte Waller, and then you got Joseph Phillips also. So those are all, like, think about those guys and then think about those young guys that are all 4- and 5-star caliber guys, top 100 players. I mean, you have some bodies in the room. You have some dudes in the room that you can rival against just about anybody, put up against any of your rivals. A lot of fun. And I think there was just a little bit of a gap there. And I think they filled it with this guy, with Chris Murray. I'm very, very excited to see. I'm very, very excited to see him play. I mean, 8 sacks last year, according to PFF, 34 pressures, according to PFF. Those are comparable numbers to what Jalen had last year. So if you think about all of the disruption and all of the great season that Jalen had, that's essentially what he just had. Chris Murray just had at Sam Houston State. Understand, it's a step down. He's going to have to take a step up. He's going to have to be able to play at this level. He's going to have to adjust to the speed, but still, at least you got the production on the board to be able to point to say, hey, he's shown it. Now you just got to get a little bit better and show it at this level. So what a fun room that could be. Could end up being sneakily one of the better rooms on the team. So pass rushing, that edge room, a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of fun on the horizon. We'll see what happens with the edge coach position. I think that's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Auburn still sort of searching, I think, for that guy. I got a hunch that we may be waiting on, someone in particular from the NFL. Familiar face. We'll see if that materializes. Today's Black Monday. So today's when a lot of the NFL coaches and staffs, when they want to start making changes and things like that, this is when it starts happening. Today's when a lot of guys are going to be looking for jobs. So we'll see what happens there. But I got a feeling the answer could be there. But we'll see. But regardless, it's going to be a fun room. Going to be a fun room. A lot of potential. All right, so what's going on with Jeffrey Imba? We felt like the momentum was moving in that direction. That one could end any point in time. Honestly, felt like it would end before Chris Murray committed. But for whatever reason, kind of put the brakes on. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Get your custom portfolio analysis absolutely free. It's a $1,500 value. And obviously, you don't have to pay that. You just go on. It's no risk whatsoever. And Ford will analyze everything you got going. Or if you don't have anything going, he'll help guide you, put you on the right path. Make sure you're not paying crazy fees. Make sure you're taking advantage of products you need to take advantage of. Ford Stokes is the guy. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him we sent you. That's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. So what's going on with Jeffrey Imba? I think that Auburn wants Jeffrey Imba. I think Jeffrey Imba wants Auburn. He was in over the weekend. You canceled a visit with another defensive line target, Terry Webb, who was supposed to come in yesterday. So all signs were pointing that this thing could be over. Jeffrey Imba could be headed back to the Plains. And I think eventually that will still happen. But there's been a little bit of a holdup. And I think one thing you have to remember when you have an international guy, which is what Jeffrey Imba is, he's a citizen of somewhere in Europe. I think it's France. Okay, so when you come over, there are some very tricky NIL guidelines. Like there was one point in time where legally those guys couldn't make any NIL. Like if you were a transfer from a foreign exchange, nope, you couldn't do anything in NIL. So I don't know that it's all the way fixed. I don't think it's all the way there. This would be easy. Clearly, there's still some type of hangup that I think they're working on. I think that Jeffrey Imba and his team, when I say team, agents, stuff like that, they're going to make sure that everything is squared away before they go ahead and pull the trigger 100%, because this would be his last year, because he had, you know, he could have two more years. He could have this year and another year if this five-year thing goes through. It's hard to even keep up with numbers anymore. But if by chance that doesn't go through and this is his last year, they want to make sure they make the most of it, which I totally understand. So I think this thing gets squared away. But if you're curious about what's going on, I do have a little bit of concern that they can make that happen, just because I know that it's such a tricky situation. But ultimately, I think Auburn wants Imba, and I think Imba wants Auburn. And I think that's the big key there. That's the big key as far as the motivation to make this thing happen. And I think he completes your defensive line room. Now, I still have some concerns about nose tackle. And the only reason you still have Bobby Travis that played nose a little bit last year, but even he's not really a true nose tackle. You really only have one. So do we see some different type of defensive fronts next year? Do we see a little bit of a scheme change on the defensive line? I'm not 100% sure. But they don't seem as concerned about getting that true nose as, you know, I do. So clearly they know more than me. So I trust DJ Durkin with my life, with my firstborn child. Doesn't matter. I trust him with anything. Whatever he decides, whatever they decide to roll with, I think is probably the best decision. If they want Imba, then I want Imba. I think it's a fun story too. I think it is. But again, he completes that defensive line room. I don't think you take anybody else. I think this thing ends pretty quickly. Probably today. If I had to guess, I'd say it probably ends today, unless this thing falls apart. So by the time you're listening to this, he may already be a part of the room. He may already be a part of the team, may already be signed. But I just want to kind of give you a heads up. That's why this thing hadn't already ended, because his visit ended, but there's no commitment. And that's what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Typically, when they want a guy, when they visit, they get them locked in, as you just saw with when you saw Chris Murray, and then basically everybody else that you've added this whole portal class. So that one's still, you know, we still got to watch for that one. But I think it's trending in the right direction, but we'll see what happens. There was a surprise visitor over the weekend, and I'll say surprise. It was not a surprise that he visited Auburn, okay? It was a surprise that he was available, because it was so kind of late in the game. But Jeremiah Alexander from Thompson High School, who went to Alabama, five-star, I think he was a consensus five-star linebacker back when he was being recruited in 2022 or 2023. Let me look really quick. Jeremiah Alexander, class of 2022 from Thompson High School. He was a big time recruit. I'm going to be honest. Whenever I watched him in high school, I was like, this kid's going to be the next great linebacker at Alabama. Yeah. Five star, number 15 player in the whole country. I knew it was way up there. I thought this guy's going to be the next great linebacker at Alabama. And Auburn needs another linebacker. To me, what I've been thinking that would be the next logical move would that you would have a little bit of an older linebacker added to the room. I've beat this drum like to death, but you had your Dorian Maosi, you had your Fanage Gote that you added from Maryland, who didn't really play a ton, but he was, you know, that older presence in the locker room. I was expecting one of those guys. And Jeremiah actually fits that role from an age perspective, because he's going into his fourth season, but he just hasn't been able to play a lot. Okay. He just finished his redshirt sophomore year. So he'd be going into his redshirt junior year. And these are the guys to me that it's always interesting to watch, because he came in his recruiting class with two phenomenal linebackers, Deontay Lawson and Jihad Campbell, who are both about to be drafted, are probably both going to – Lawson, it could be, you know, he could possibly come back because of the whole injury thing. We'll see what happens there. But you're talking about two elite linebackers, and you don't play a ton of linebackers on the field in nowadays. Like, you don't play four linebackers out there or three linebackers out there all the time like you used to. A lot of times it's two max, sometimes even one linebacker out there. Then you have a lot of safeties and defensive backs, because teams are throwing it all over the place nowadays. It's not the whole I formation, wishbone, toss sweep left, toss sweep right anymore. It's spread it out, run and gun. You got to be fast. You got to be furious, and you got to get after it. So linebacker, it's okay to have a big room, but you just have to understand that there's not a ton of snaps to go around. So is this a situation to where he didn't pan out? Is this a situation to where he didn't live up to his ranking? Or is it just a situation of he's had to play behind two incredibly talented linebackers his whole career? Like, two other guys ranked just as high as him that he's had to play behind his whole career. You don't know the answer. You don't know the answer to that until you see him actually get snaps on the field. He didn't get a ton of snaps this year. Doesn't have a ton of stats at all. So he fits the older linebacker mold that I expected Auburn to bring in, but he doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have the playing time. He doesn't have the snaps, the reps that I would have expected. But sometimes that could be a good thing. I think there's stories you can look everywhere. Stories where there's talented kids who had better guys in front of them that they couldn't get out from behind, and then all of a sudden they transfer elsewhere and have really good years. I can think of tons of examples of that. Arkansas had a linebacker that I think that came from Georgia. His name escapes me, but couldn't really play a ton at Georgia, and then all goes to Arkansas and has like an all conference type of year. Tons of tackles, really good player. There's stories like that all the time. So is this a story of a guy wanting to get a fresh start that's had to play behind a bunch of guys, and then I'm going to go check out some other places, see if the schemes fit me a little bit better. Don't know the answer. Don't know the 100% answer to that. But all I know is you could possibly add, and I think Auburn wants him, another five-star caliber athlete who doesn't have a lot of miles on him, who was a phenom in high school, at a high school where you want to have that pipeline. You want to take as many kids from Thompson as you possibly can. And I think Auburn likes him. He wants to visit Clemson, I think, on Tuesday, tomorrow. I don't think Auburn wants him to visit Clemson tomorrow. So that one may be one to keep on, be on the lookout for. So we'll see what happens there. Once these two guys come in, that could just about wrap up the portal. If Emba commits today, if you lock in Jeremiah Alexander, that could just about wrap up the portal. And those are the exact positions that I said Auburn was looking to close with. An edge, an interior defensive lineman, and then an older linebacker. Jeremiah Alexander could be that guy. He could be an intriguing prospect. Again, you're not going to have a ton of experience in the linebacker room, but you're going to have a ton of potential, a ton of talent that you could do some damage with. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Again, feels like the portal, it was fast and furious. It's kind of winding down. The action's kind of winding down. So let's see how they close it out. Hopefully we'll have some fireworks today that we can talk about. And then we'll start talking about this roster as it's set, what it looks like going into spring, and then the things to watch out from there moving forward. And then we turn our attention to 2026 recruiting, which is going to be a blast. So already off to a hot start there. So guys, hope you have a great week. Hope this got you kicked off, got you fired up. Auburn got a big commit, a big portal commit that's going to be a fun pass rusher to watch develop. And I know there's not a ton left on the board, but hopefully we'll have another one today and then, maybe close this thing out this week. So we'll see what happens, but we're going to keep you posted regardless. So check us out. We'll be here every single day this week. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And again, we'll be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.